And then there were two. Greetings and welcome into the CBMW podcast, your refuge from the sexual revolution and safe space from our culture's gender insanity. I'm Jonathan Swan, executive editor of Icon, a journal for biblical anthropology, and I am joined today by the one, the only Denny Burke, the president of CBMW. Denny, welcome to the show.
Man, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Well, Denny, the Christmas season is upon us. Have you watched any Christmas movies yet?
I think we've watched one, Miracle on 34th Street, traditional day after Thanksgiving Christmas movie. That's the one we did.
Yeah, very.
Because it begins with the Thanksgiving parade and it ends with, you know, Christmas.
It makes perfect sense. No, we've watched a couple at our house right now. The kids are really into the old animated Grinch. Grinch Stole Christmas. Having a good time with that. Well, hey, we want to let you all know today about some new support initiatives that CBMW is embarking on as we enter into 2026. Can you believe that? 26 is almost here. And we want to invite you to be a part of that. Before I have Denny sort of explain those, just want to remind you all, CBMW has been a resourcing ministry, and it's been our aim to resource and equip the church to faithfulness in the areas of biblical sexuality. And it's been our desire to do this at little to no cost to those, anyone seeking to benefit from our teaching material, whether that be an individual, families, churches, or even institutions of learning. So thousands visit cbmw.org every month to read our articles, to listen, to watch the podcast. Our journal Icon is read by pastors, scholars worldwide. It's completely free of charge online. Of course, we have a print subscription. We're constantly encouraged by our readership, and especially those who read us, are influenced by it, and then continue to build upon the things that we've been teaching for so long. You know, countless small churches and ministry students access books, curriculum, and training materials that they could never afford on our own. And so in order to keep doing this, to expand our reach, we're asking for you to join us in our mission, which, according to our official mission statement, is to set forth the teachings of the Bible about the complementary differences between men and women created equally in the image of God, because these teachings are essential for obedience to Scripture and for the health and family of the church. Denny, just kind of giving a general preface of what we're about, what we're doing, what we offer. Could you explain and let us know about these partnership opportunities that we've just recently unrolled, and explain how people can join us in championing God's design for men and women?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, first of all, what we're asking for, and then I'm going to tell you why we are asking. We are looking for churches and individuals who are willing to partner with us financially to support the work of the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. We always welcome, we need partnerships with individuals, but we're particularly making an appeal to churches to help us in what we are doing. And we have a specific ask. If CBMW has ever helped your church or your family stand firm on God's design, we want you to consider becoming a mission partner. As churches, I think we can accomplish much more together than we can individually. And so we're asking if there are any churches out there who would be willing to partner with us. We've got three different levels of giving here. You can read about these at cbmw.org. And there's a link right there on the homepage to join the mission. So go to cbmw.org and then click on join the mission. But these three different levels are this. First of all, we're looking for five churches that would be willing to contribute $10,000 a year. Now, for that kind of a gift, it would underwrite an entire issue of our journal, Icon, which goes out twice a year and which is publishing really good articles on manhood, womanhood, gender, sexuality. It's free online to anybody who wants to access it. That gift also keeps thousands of resources free for the church that are available on our website. So we're prayerfully asking the Lord to grant at least five donors at this tier of $10,000 a year in an ongoing partnership. If you can give it this tier, we're committed to planning out a conference, providing a conference over the next year with each church that gives at this amount. So that would be the first level, the 10,000 level. The second level is the $5,000 a year support level. And we're looking for 10 donors at this level. At that level, that would support all our current book projects, including one series that we're looking to start on the different issues of gender and sexuality, a multi-author work that we're looking towards. But there's lots of different publishing projects that we're working on, and this $5,000 a year would help with that. And we're looking for 10 people who would be able to join us in that. And then we're also looking at a third level, just $1,000 a year. And this would contribute to our day-to-day projects, our weekly podcast, like you're listening to right now, which isn't usually a financial appeal, but is, you know, content on gender, sexuality, and marriage, and so forth. But the $1,000 level would help with projects like that, our monthly essays and operating expenses that we have here at the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood. So we're looking for 50 donors who would help commit to give it this tier. Now, we're making an appeal to churches, but if an individual could make any of these kinds of gifts, we would be so grateful for that. And we're just be thanking the Lord for that. But if it's not a level you can give to individually, we're thankful for any support, including your prayer support. But we would also maybe encourage you to talk to your church about supporting CBMW as a ministry partner in the ways that I've just outlined. And you can just go to cbmw.org, and there's a link there, join the mission. Now, here's the reason why we're making this appeal, because we're living in times when many of our friends and neighbors, or sometimes even fellow Christians, sadly, have lost sight of some pretty basic realities, namely what it means to be a person created in the image of God as male and female. And so our culture right now is just awash in feminism and gender ideology, both of which are distorting God's original design for men and women. So from transgenderism to gay marriage to the dissolution of the family, it's really clear that many people have forgotten what the Bible teaches concerning manhood, womanhood, fathering, mothering, husbanding, wifing. And so the Council on Biblical Manhood and Womanhood exists to provide resources, and we want them to be free resources to churches and ministries and individual Christians about what the Bible teaches about all these things. But it takes generous donors to partner with us and to keep this work afloat. And so that's why we're making this appeal.
Yeah, Denny, to your point, I just saw online this week, there's this Methodist pastor in Rochester, New York, who announced to his church that he's transgender. He even said that his parents had texted him to tell his congregation that they did not approve. And nevertheless, he went on to describe his transition saying, quote, "I'm not becoming a woman. I'm giving up pretending to be a man." So, you know, despite what we've talked about on this show, the vibe shift that's happened, there's still so much work to be done. And if I may shamelessly plug Icon and one of my recent essays in it, I think it's really important that we recognize that we are in a truly an anthropological moment. It is the critical issue of our time. And let me just read something that I wrote recently for Icon. I say this: there's a reason we refer to our time as an anthropological moment rather than, for example, a Trinitarian one. Notwithstanding your baseline Trinitarian heresies that exist in every generation, I'm aware of few pastors, churches, or whole denominations that have recently descended from faithful to fallen as a result of anti-Trinitarian pressures. Yet we daily see examples of anthropological apostasy in churches and entire denominations. Meanwhile, these apostates' orthodox Trinitarian statements remain safely intact. And the example I just gave would be one of them. I go on here. Furthermore, the wider culture is not concerned about such teachings. Proving proof of concept, Ryan T. Anderson recently stated, quote, "Amazon won't refuse to sell your book because of your Christology or your Trinitarian theology. But as he knows all too well," to quote him again, "Amazon will refuse to sell your book, that is, if it violates the prevailing cultural anthropological orthodoxy." Even more poignantly, Charlie Kirk was martyred primarily for his orthodox beliefs in the Trinity, or was not martyred primarily for his orthodox belief in the Trinity, Christ, or any other, but for his teachings on biblical anthropology. And so all that to make the point, we live in an anthropological age. CBMW is attempting to confront those things. Now, Denny, people who are going to give their hard-earned dollars to something want to know that it will have an impact. In other words, they don't want their money being treated like their government treats it. And you can guarantee that CBMW will not send your funds to Pakistan to advance gender ideology. But, Denny, can you describe the ways that CBMW has made an impact through the years and your hope for CBMW moving forward?
CBMW has defined the conversation about biblical manhood and womanhood for evangelicals for over a generation. John Piper, Wayne Grudem, and a handful of others came together back in 1987 and founded this organization, and we've existed ever since then. at that time, at the founding, the aim was to push back against an encroaching feminism that had made these massive inroads into evangelical churches and institutions. And a part of that initial effort was to craft a confessional standard called the Danvers Statement. And that happened. And after Piper and Grudem and all the rest came together and made this standard, they made it public. And then they began arguing for this confessional standard called the Danvers Statement. And the Danvers Statement just says that while men and women are equally created in the image of God, God has called them to distinct and complementary roles within the church and within the home. And I think it also says that that has implications for everywhere in the world where there are men and women. And so it's a basic Christian statement about manhood and womanhood, but it had an enormous impact. And at the time, within evangelicalism, you saw feminism having an enormous influence. And this organization was helpful to push back on that. And it did it through conferences, books, publications. The most important publication was Recovering Biblical Manhood and Womanhood, which is still in print. Crossway still publishes. I have in front of me right now a letter from the publisher about that book right now. So it's still out there, but we still need so many more resources on this subject. And really, to be honest, the issues have broadened since the initial founding of this group. In 2017, we adopted another statement called the Nashville Statement, which we crafted and led out in the effort to bring about 80 scholars and leaders from across the country to finalize and approve a statement called the Nashville Statement. And this one addresses in particular transgenderism, homosexuality, and gay marriage. And this statement has now become a real standard within evangelicalism to help define what the Bible teaches about these things. So I can't tell you how many, not just churches, but Christian colleges, universities, seminaries have adopted the Nashville Statement as a part of their confessional standards. Even the Presbyterian Church in America, their General Assembly voted some time back to use this as a part of their discipleship making materials within their denomination. So it's had an enormous impact, both the Danvers Statement and the Nashville Statement. Those theological visions are what we are advancing through everything we're doing at the website, the podcast, the publications that we're doing, and that's why we need help in with financial partnerships with individuals and here, especially with churches.
This concludes our commercial. We hope that you will consider giving to CBMW, helping us to provide more biblical resources to equip the church to stay faithful in this anthropological moment. You can do that by going to cbmw.org. And right now on the website, we have a little button you can click. It's called Join the Mission. You can go there and give to support our ministry. Well, until next time, visit cbmw.org for more access to nearly 40 years of resources on biblical sexuality.